Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about A Raisin in the Sun, as produced by Perseverance Theater of Juneau.
And to talk about it, we have Keith McCoy and Lizanne Mitchell. And Lizanne, what part are you playing in this play?
I play the matriarch of the family. And her name is Lena Younger. And her husband has passed within, you know, the recent past in the last few years, and she is now the head of the family. And controlling that family in a loving way is a challenge to her, but she's always up to it.
And Keith, what part do you play?
I play Walter Lee, Lena Younger's oldest son. Walter Lee is 35 years old. He's been married 11 years, and he's been a chauffeur most of his life, and he wants more. Growing up, a little backstory, Walter was encouraged to dream and want things, and that's what he's done all his life. He's wanted and dreamed about things, and where he's at in life isn't enough for him right now, and he wants more. And he sees an opportunity where he could get more or get what he wants out of life. But there are obstacles that get in his way. His dreams conflict with other people's dreams. His dreams conflict with the greater scheme of what the family needs. And so you see his frustration and his negativity stem from that.
I saw this play in Juneau, and I want to say here and now that I highly recommend it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's beautifully done. I also did not get to see it on Broadway, but it's a very historic play. It was the first play that showed black people as people, living ordinary lives and having ordinary family lives. And it was really a very important play in its day.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great story. I mean, even what you said, it showed, you know, black people as human beings. And that's the great thing about this play is it speaks to people universally. You know, everyone deals with family struggles where you're trying to keep dignity and pride and values. Everyone deals with that, as well as everyone dreams. Everyone wants more for themselves, want more for their family, wants more for their children. And anyone who's wanted any of these things, any color, can relate to this.
And that's why this play has survived for so long, I assume, although it was written by an African-American woman, Lorraine Hansberry, directed by Lloyd Richards, an African-American director, one of the first plays to be done like that. It has withstood the test of time over these years, correct?
Definitely. And a lot of the issues that are strong points in the play are things that are currently vibrating in our society now, the economic issues, where you're going to live and how you're going to sustain yourself, how you can feel a value in the workplace, how a family gets along. We have all generations are represented. So our audience members, no matter what age they are, can find someone to identify with.
And the name A Raisin in the Sun reflects that idea of a dream, correct? It comes from the Langston Hughes poem about dreams and so forth.
Mm-hmm. And the play is a play that would not at all the whole point of this is that the characters can be any color.
Well, I think that's the unifying element is all of us come from families, and all of us know what what family love is and how important that is in holding the family together and how it can be challenged. And these kinds of situations don't vary too widely from person to person. We're all of one heart about family.
And what are some of the challenges that confront this family in this story?
The main challenge is this, without giving too much away, is this economic boon that arrives suddenly. And it's a tremendous amount of money for a family at that particular time. And everybody has their own idea about what should be done with that money and who wins out, so to speak, is the challenge of the play.
Hmm. For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests Keith McCoy and Lizanne Mitchell, who are talking about Perseverance Theater's production of A Raisin in the Sun, which has come to Anchorage opening tonight.
And the play takes place in Chicago, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. The 1950s, is that correct?
1950s. To me, the best stories are those stories that come from the author's personal experience about mm-hmm. life. And this is an actual experience that Lorraine Hansberry and her family had in Chicago. So it just, you know, has a lot of personal authenticity.
It's excellent.
And Keith, what did you do to prepare for this role? Anything special you as an actor researched to find this character in this role?
Our director, Jade King Carroll, she gave us tons of back information about this era, things that were taking place, what was happening as far as the races during this time. And so reading all that information and just studying, you know, my script and finding that connection and that want and that desire, that eagerness that Walter Lee has, you know, that desire for a better life for him, for his children, for his son, for his family, his sister, everyone, just focusing in on those things. That's what I spent most of my time doing, trying to figure out how to get into his frame of mind, this frustration. He's like a volcano. I mean, at one minute, he can be totally calm, and then the next minute, he's erratic about things. And it all stems from his frustration of where he is in life right now, his lot in life. And he's angry with, you'll see him, like, take his frustration out on a lot of people on stage. And the thing about it is it really has nothing to do with those people on stage. It's all the anger that he holds within, and he just lashes out at the ones he loves. And it's sad, but that's what people tend to do sometimes. You know, you hurt the ones that you love, and he definitely does that.
And Lizanne, tell us a little more about your character.
My character represents an older generation, another value system, and I think her main challenge is adjusting, like so many parents have to do, so many people from another time have to do, to what the value system is right now. And she comes from a time where people and their relationships and your personal integrity, how you are inside, the health of your soul was what mattered most. Freedom mattered most. Now we come into this new generation where money is the guiding factor. And the challenge of trying to understand what this is about, be open to what this is about, and come to a wise solution about how to guide not only your family, but yourself in these deeply shifting tides.
Well, it sounds like a lot of the themes in this play are things that are happening current to today as well.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like a very important play to be doing these days. The play originally was performed down in Juneau, as I recall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Any challenges in bringing it to the Anchorage Theater?
It's just a different space. Perseverance the Theater is much more intimate, and so now we have a full house to fill vocally, whereas before we were right there with our audience. I think that's probably the biggest challenge for us as actors right now, taking what we're doing in such an intimate space and filling this much larger space. As far as the set and all that type of stuff coming in, they got it in and it looks great.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. It's a very good set, too.
Yes, yeah, beautiful set.
So is it a very realistic-looking set, or is it more of an expressionist type of portrayal?
I think it's very realistic.
Yes, it's very realistic.
Yeah, you know, the family is a very, as Walter Lee says, we're plain, simple mm-hmm. people. And so the set very much reflects in it. It has to, because we allude to it so many times. And the contrast between where we are and where we want to go is very much brought to visual truth by the set.
Well, we're going to run out of time here in a minute, so I want to reintroduce you and talk about the play once more. This is Keith McCoy and Lizanne Mitchell talking about A Raisin in the Sun, which Perseverance Theater has put on in Juneau and has brought to Anchorage from Juneau. And it opens tonight at the Performing Arts Center.
Well, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to Datebook 49 on alaskapublic.org. The Department of UA Theater and Dance presents Bring Back the Sunshine, a delightful puppet show for the entire family. I saw this Sunday and I liked it. Performances Friday and Saturday at 7 and 8 and Sunday at 3. The show runs through April 22nd. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
A dinner opera, Murder on the Love Boat, will be presented this weekend and next, April 13th, 14th, 20th, and 21st, at the Bear Mountain Grill in Eagle River. The audience solves whodunit. Shows benefit the local food pantry, so bring some canned food. Get tickets at love.tix.com.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts is producing The Wizard of Oz through April 29th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
And over at Cyrano's, you can see Lee Blessing's Eleemosynary. Showtimes are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sundays at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertex.net.
A special event next Wednesday at 7 p.m. at Cyrano's. You can see a collaborative reading between Cyrano's and Perseverance Theater Company of the Pulitzer Prize-winning play Clybourne Park, featuring actors from Raisin in the Sun and Cyrano's, directed by Boston Christopher. First come, first served at the door.
And finally, for the next 2 weekends, you can see Perseverance Theater's production of A Raisin in the Sun. Performances are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m., and the next Thursday through Sunday. Curtain times are 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 2 p.m. on Sundays. Now, Jean saw this show down in Juneau, and she highly recommends it, and I do as well. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertex.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.